Hi, this is Jeff Brown, the Ball Guy. Today, I'm going to talk about the sacred cow, which is your 401k at work. You're so happy. You've built that thing up. You're in your mid-50s, early 50s, and you're edging up over $500,000. You know, if you're just careful, you can get up to $1 million. Now, I'm going to tell you, I hope you do. The odds are that you won't. There's always a 2008 lurking in the background, ready to nail you. There was a lot of people that had a $500,000 beginning 2008, and 1 week later, it was $300,000 to $350,000, faster than they could watch it happen. And that was heartbreaking to see. Look, I'm going to give you a couple of stats. My generation is the boomer generation. For the last couple of years, we've been averaging 10,000 boomers a day retiring. Out of 10,000, which is 300,000 boomers a month, over 3.5 million a year, they're retiring. Out of those 360,000 a year, how many do you think are retiring well? How many do you think are retiring in fact? Most of them aren't. There's a huge minority of them that realize by interview out of their own mouths saying they realize they're going to have to work till they drop or till they're 70 or some arbitrary number, which will turn out, trust me, to be wishful thinking. They'll work part-time because they'll be bored. And I hope that's the case, not because they have to. But you take those 9,000 that retired today, I'm going to be generous and say that 2,000 retired adequately, to way better than adequately. 8,000 of them are going to be in a world of hurt, and they're not retiring. They're serving what I call a retirement life sentence. They're never going to be really good in retirement. They're always going to be scrambling. Maybe they'll end up moving back in with their kids or in some other situation they never wanted to be in. So here's what I'm going to tell you. Stop looking to your 401k at work as your savior, because here's the deal. Let's say you get your $1 million. Today, the 10-year treasury is give or take 2.75%. What your workplace 401k advisor has been telling you is that, A, you want to mitigate risk as you get closer to retirement. Great advice. I agree. Everybody agrees. We want to save the principal, right? So you want to lower the risk. Thing is, in a market where the 10-year bond is 2.75%, not even 3, they'll tell you, and again, I think they're probably giving good advice, that anything more than 4%, maybe 5 if you stretch it, is about the most you want to be risky with. If you got 5% on $1 million, that's 50 grand a year before taxes. Now, let's say you're doing 25,000 a year in Social Security. Some will, some won't. That's 75,000 a year, all taxable. Now, if you live in East Cupcake, Missouri, that'll be good for a while. If you live in a big city, not so much. What's going to happen, too, if you retire at 65, 66, 67, and 67, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, is the new magic age for Social Security. When you're 70, 70 and a half, they're going to knock on your door and saying, you know, that $50,000 a year is not enough. You got to take more. And that's going to take you right to the edge of that slippery slope. It's Teflon with 30-weight oil on it. And it's because they just put you in the race you never bargained to be in. Are you going to die first? Or are you going to run out of your $1 million first? Okay? You don't want that to happen. So think about it. How much self-discipline and sacrifice did it take you to get to that $1 million? How many vacations did you lower the budget on? How many vacations did you just not take? How many cars did you drive in extra 3 or 4 years? Did your kids go to a college that was cheaper than one that you might have put because you just couldn't afford it? Look at all the things you did, and then look at the results. All of it due to your employer-backed 401k. What I'm telling you is, if you change employers, roll it into a solo 401k. You control that. You're not restricted to $14,000, $15,000 a year. You can put $17,500, $23,000, depending on your age. Your wife can do the same thing if you've got a business generating enough income. If not, imagine the ability that you'll have rolling over hundreds of thousands of dollars into your solo that you control, that you're not stuck to Wall Street. Then you're going to start getting some real returns. And instead of averaging the 3.5% a year that Dalbar says America averages, and by the way, I said I'd be giving you some stats. How about this one? A little bit of a depressing note. The average 58-year-old American male has less than six figures in his 401k. How's his retirement looking? You want to stop worshiping at the altar of the 401k at your office. It is going to get you nowhere, and it's going to get you there in a hurry. And if you don't start addressing that problem now, it's going to be too late. This is a word to the wise. Get out of that as soon as you can. If you think you're the exception, history tells me you're not. This is Jeff Brown, the bald guy. I really hope this helped because I'm tired of seeing these boomers retire as badly as they are. I'll catch you next time.